You ever do any freshwater fishing?
Mm.
You ever do any freshwater fishing?
No, sir. I don't know nothing about freshwater.
What about other kinds of seafood, besides shrimp and fish?
Do we catch?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we catch the shrimpy in there. We call them hardbacks. He's a little brown fella, but we don't use him. Yeah, and you get amongst them. In the fall, later on in the fall, they'll take on the beach. And if you pull in there too close, you just load up with them. We call them brownies. Yeah, they ain't no good. We find some good shrimp in them, but my gosh. Them things set your hand on fire trying to pick them out and stuff. We just touch against the little bill and stuff. So we stay offshore then and catch what we can.
What other things besides shrimp do you get?
What other?
Well, you mentioned shrimp and crab. You get anything else?
Oh, we catch crabs. Man, we don't can do... At then, we didn't do anything with the crab. We didn't bother with them. Because, he come down later on. He wanted to put up in Dan, but they didn't give him no showing or nothing there, so he went to Brunswick. And he came from Carolina when he came here. I was down in the post office the night he came here. It was night when he got there. And he went to Brunswick and opened up over there. So then he'd send a truck out. And all along the coast, the people that caught crab in the truck would pick them up and take them to Brunswick. So that's the way they did it. Of course, now, the fish, we didn't do nothing with the fish. But now, for the last 10 years, oh boy, they sell all the fish they could get hold of. Yeah. Fellas that come from up the country in different places and buy them by the wholesale.
You want a light? Mm-hmm. You want a light for your cigar?
I got one in my pocket, I think.
What about the kind of seafood that is just not coming back in season?
Well, that not coming back in season?
No, it's just not coming back.
Oh, well, the shrimp is the only seafood that is just now coming back. And, of course, those whiting and flounders, we don't catch them plentiful until long about October, November, and December. Yeah, you see, that's a fish that feed on the sand. Now, you take mullet and the croakers in generally. Now, mullet feed on the mud. We don't catch them. I know the first year that I went out there, I went out with Cal for a few weeks and from Brunswick. And in the morning, we catch 10 or 15 bushels on an hour and a half drag. After we make that first drag, we didn't get nothing. And them little old paupers about that long, it looked like they just covered the ocean. So this day, George asked, they tied up. And they're just talking, and the boat is drifting. So when we took up, I had a little stuff there, but I ain't seen a shrimp. So I had down there with the stick, fooling with the stick in there, cleaning out, to see if I could find a shrimp, and I found two mullets about that long. So we went on over there, Jefferson, let's go over here and see what Captain Sam and George talking about. So we went on over there to them and tie up alongside. So they was over there on their boat talking. And I said, say, Captain George, what the hell you want, Jeff? I said, do y'all catch any mullet in these nets? Hell no. I said, here's two. I said, where they come from? He said, I'll be damned. He said, they got lost going up the coast. Yeah. No, I'll never catch you. I'm the only two I ever seen caught the shrimp net.
What about the kind of seafood that has a shell that you have to open it up?
Oysters. And clam.
Yeah. And aren't oysters, you couldn't eat them this time of year, or you can just
oh, yeah,
just
you can eat them.
Now.
You can eat them. Now, oysters is in now, supposed to come in this month, September, commence cooling up. Long as it's hot, they won't bother with them. They're not good. You take in the spring of the year, in the summer, the oysters get blubbery. Mm-hmm. See, some people eat them year-round, but I don't care for them then. But now, from October on until April, why, we can up until about 28th of April.